And we begin with chaos in Westminster.
Doesn't this whole episode of recent weeks show that when national leadership is required, this Prime Minister, as always, puts party before country?
At the same time as she won't allow for the fact that the public might have changed their minds in the space of many years, 3 years now.
Today, the Emperor has no clothes.
Yeah.
None at all. Not even a codpiece.
You can't go on like this. We cannot have a parliament that can't come to a decision. Most of my colleagues stood on a manifesto to deliver Brexit, and now about 400, 350 are determinedly making sure Brexit doesn't happen.
Whatever the government tried to do, it has not, I'm afraid, succeeded. And though I congratulate the Prime Minister and the Attorney General on their efforts, the result is that, like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, they have sewed an apron of fig leaves that does nothing to conceal the embarrassment and indignity of the UK.
The ayes to the right, 242. The noes to the left, 391. So the noes have it. The noes have it.
Passions running high in Westminster today as the Prime Minister Theresa May faced another crushing defeat on her Brexit plan. Our Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan joins us now from London. And Bridget, take us through what's happened.
Sabra, another blow for Theresa May's Brexit strategy after MPs rejected her withdrawal deal again a second time, this time by 391 to 242 votes. So it was a smaller defeat than when the Parliament rejected the agreement back in January. But Mrs. May says she's deeply disappointed. Understandably, this is the second time that she's faced a humiliating defeat of a deal that she's hammered out with the EU over many months. The Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, says the deal needs to be redrafted. He said it's time again for a second, a general election. But let's have a listen to Mrs. May and what she said after this result was read out in the House of Commons this evening, London time.
This is an issue of grave importance for the future of our country. Just like the referendum, there are strongly held and equally legitimate views on both sides. For that reason, I can confirm that this will be a free vote on this side of the House. And I have personally struggled with this choice, as I'm sure many other honourable members will. I'm passionate about delivering the result of the referendum. But I equally passionately believe that the best way to do that is to leave in an orderly way with a deal. And I still believe that there is a majority in the House for that course of action. And I'm conscious also... And I'm conscious also of my duties as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and of the potential damage to the Union that leaving without a deal could do when one part of our country is without devolved governance.
Clearly very hoarse, Mrs. May, speaking there in the House of Commons. And Bridget, what are the sticking points on this and why is the backstop so important?
Well, Sabra, the backstop is a complex agreement, and it's had this term, the backstop. A lot of people don't really understand it, but essentially Brexit could have a monumental impact on Ireland and Northern Ireland, because Northern Ireland would remain a part of the UK, the Republic of Ireland would remain a part of the European Union. So essentially the backstop was an insurance policy in the event that the European Union and the UK can't agree on a long-term new trading arrangement. And so the Irish border question was really troubling the EU and those in Ireland and Northern Ireland who don't want to see a hard border go back up and a return to those dark days in Ireland. And so this was really an arrangement that could keep the UK in the EU customs arrangements until such time that the two parties can work out what to do with Ireland and Northern Ireland going forward. But that proposal horrified members of Theresa May's own party, who saw that to mean that the UK could remain in the EU under EU rules indefinitely. That was the last thing they wanted, and it was the major sticking point for many Tory MPs who voted against this deal twice.
Okay, what happens now, given also that Mrs. May's leadership must be pretty precarious?
Well, Theresa May's indicated, as we'd expected, that tomorrow there'll be a vote on whether the UK should just leave the EU without a divorce deal. And that would happen at the end of this month, just a little over 2 weeks away. That doesn't have a majority in the Parliament, Sabra, so that's unlikely to happen. Then there'll be a vote on whether the Parliament should request a delay on Brexit from the EU. Of course, Mrs May's leadership is in question, but really it's her call to make because she's already faced a vote of no confidence from within her own party, and she won that. They can't bring that against her again until many months away at the end of the year. So unless she puts her hand up to leave, she will be going forward again with Brexit negotiations. She said that she's taken this on as her responsibility. So for now, she's not going anywhere.
Thank you very much for that update, our Europe correspondent, Bridget Brennan.